What's up, America? I'm Chad the Bird, and this is my podcast. Hey, Chicago, I'm talking to you specifically. You're living under a climate crisis, amongst other things. The city council voted to officially declare that you are experiencing a climate emergency. This last year, you saw 20-foot waves from Lake Michigan flood parts of the city and disappear whole parts of your beaches. So, unless you want to stand on the shoreline and calmly accept it like Tay Leone at the end of Deep Impact, the time is now to do something about climate change. Join Hero Power right now, and you can have 100% of your electricity consumption matched with Green E-certified renewable energy certificates and still pay the ComEd basic electric rate. That's right. I didn't stutter. You heard me. You support clean energy every time you pay your electricity bill, and it's no extra cost to you. It's easy. Takes 2 minutes. You can do it right now in self-isolation at myheropower.com. And if you think all this shit is just a little too weird, why don't you do a shot of Malort? If you're feeling absurd, getting advice from a bird, just do a shot of Malort. Malort, Hero Power, proud sponsors of Chad the Podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. Hey, what's going on, you? I hope you're doing okay, staying hydrated, as previously mentioned in other episodes of this podcast. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, go back, listen to a couple episodes, some previous eps. I know you got the time, unless you don't have the time, in which case you could have it on in the background. You're a go-getter. You get after it. You get it done. You can multitask. I know. I've seen you do it. My name is Chad. I'm a bird, and I'm in lockdown just like most of the country that listens to scientists and doctors. So what I like to do now is check in on my friends and buds and see how they're doing, and we'll Zoom. We'll have a little Zoom sesh for, you know, a couple of minutes and talk about something fun because it's dark as fuck out in the world right now. But before we do that, take a second, scroll down, rate and review because that's how we get on the algorithm. And I don't know if you've noticed lately, but the internet, the algorithm's a little funky and wild right now. A lot of people screaming about a lot of shit. So like and leave a comment and a review here so that we can get on the radar and get out in front of all this bullshit. I mean, it's not self-promotion, it's self-preservation. Anyway, so because we're all in lockdown and I'm checking in on my buds, I Zoomed with stand-up comedian Sohrab Varusesh, who is a good pal of mine, and we haven't gotten a chance to hang out in a while, so we did, and we talked about food. So get your eating pants on for this conversation already in progress.
I can't promise that you like me, 'cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
How are you? Where are you right now?
My apartment.
Nice. Yeah. How's it going? What's the deals?
No deals. Just hanging.
Zero deals?
Yeah, there's not. I mean, there's nothing going on. What do you want from me?
I was
going
to say, every time I ask that question, I always go, what the fuck, man? What are you talking about?
There's no answer. It's good going on.
Nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening.
So are you doing a club soon, yeah?
I'll be at Comedy Bar tomorrow, 7:30, 9:30, if you want to come.
Socially acceptably distant too, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's socially. No one's gonna kiss you.
Go, oh, good.
Your face or Finally. Cough on you. Yeah.
Those Unless are the big changes. Unless you want.
Yeah. It's outdoors. It's not inside. It's on a roof in downtown.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's on a roof.
Do you guys have microphones up there? Or are you just gonna be
we
like?
We got microphones, man. They got microphones. They got stools. They got mic stands.
Are they requiring you to mask, or is it just the audience?
No, they don't make me. But they make me put a mic condom on the mic.
Oh, that's good. We should have been doing that anyway.
I agree. That's one that will probably continue.
Yeah, let's keep that tradition. So you're doing okay? You're drinking water? You're
staying drinking water.
In the jams? Good.
Yeah.
Are you eating? You're eating okay? Also important?
Yeah, I'm not eating well. I'm eating food.
Oh, good. Well, food's that's the good stuff. If you were like, oh, I don't know, I'm eating whatever I find. You're like, hey.
Yeah, bark, tree bark.
Treat, push pins.
I ate
a golf ball yesterday. Not as bad as you think. good mouth feel.
Yeah.
Flavors weren't there.
No, no, it needs some seasoning.
So, do you ever watch or do you watch any cooking shows like Kitchen Nightmares? Well, I guess that's not a cooking show.
I watch enough YouTube clips of Kitchen Nightmares to have watched the entire. I watch a lot of Great British Baking Show.
See, that's okay. What a like bipolar experience to like watch Kitchen Nightmares and then dive into Great British Bake Off. Well,
the British Kitchen Nightmares is very different than the American Kitchen Nightmares.
100%, because yeah. The British can take it. Yeah. Like he goes or like even like he'll go to like a little mom and pop place in Ireland and shoot yeah. some 80-year-old woman out about her fucking sauce, and then she'll look at the camera and be like, "Nah, he's right." No,
well, yeah, but yeah, they'll acknowledge that he knows what he's talking about, but also he's just nicer to them.
Right.
I've watched so many episodes of the British one, and he's much more like, here's what you're doing wrong, let's fix it. But in the American one, he's like, this is disgusting. And he has, like, in the American one, he does this thing where he has other people eating with him. Like, he has, like, another table, and you know that's not organic. You know they were like, hey, let's fucking... And then he'll just like shit on the food, and then he'll get like other people's attention to be like, hey, like this is garbage, right? And the guy's like, yeah, it's pretty bad. And then they're like, it's this. Well, obviously, you're going to say that Gordon Ramsay's like, it is dog shit. And you're like, yeah, it is.
It is. He's right.
Gordon Ramsay.
He's 7 feet tall and he used to play soccer. He's like Vinny Jones screaming at you about the like sorbet. You're like, you're right, Vinny Jones. This sucks. I'm not going to argue with you.
But there's an episode of the American one that I just watched where. He does this thing where he eats the food, he hates it, and then he goes and looks through your fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if someone came over to your house and you were like, here's the sandwich, and they hate the sandwich. And they're like, no, let me see what's going on in this fridge, because that sandwich is... So he goes in their walk-in cooler, and he finds, like, a duck that's been sitting in, like raw meat. Like, a cooked duck that they were going to serve that was sitting in, like, raw meat juice. And then he freaks out... He should, but then he does this thing where he goes out into the dining room as they're handing this man his their plate of duck. Gordon Ramsay comes and he's like, is this the duck? And the guy's like, yeah. And he's like, you can't eat this. And then he grabs it from the guy. And then the look on the guy's face is one of the funniest things I've ever seen, because he's like, what's wrong with the duck? And then Ramsay doesn't tell him. He's like, it's okay, I'll tell you later. And then he walks away.
You gotta think about what that guy's day is like the next day. You guys aren't gonna believe what happened to me at El Gordo's last night off of La Brea. Gordon Ramsay came out of the kitchen, grabbed the burrito I was eating, told me not to eat it, didn't tell me why, and I never saw
him. Tell me why.
All right, so if you had a rest, are you a cook? Do you like to cook at home or?
I don't cook.
Okay.
I don't have the patience.
That's fair. I know
We're doing these big ass jars at every table, full of water, like a wedding. Like you're at a you're at your high school bully's wedding.
So that's the theme of your restaurant.
And then instead of bread, we're putting glazed donuts on the table.
What would be like an appetizer at Bully's, which is what we're calling it.
Bully's?
Bully's.
Well, we're doing stuffed grape leaves, dolmas. We're doing that. That's for sure. That's like my favorite food ever. It's really good. You ever have a stuffed grape leaf?
I what is it stuffed with?
Rice, vegetables, lemon juice drizzle on top.
So then you just kind of wrap it around the rice.
Yeah. Wow. And you gotta make sure it's made by an angry Israeli fella. I worked at a restaurant where if this cook was working, the food was amazing. But he watched porn while he cooked.
Oh my god!
He had it like on a cell phone.
Yeah, I want that man hard. That's what I.
Yeah, he had to cook hard. He had to cook hard.
Are you not rock hard right now? Yeah. Otherwise, stay out of the kitchen. You're not cooking with passion. There's nothing.
He's like Jim Morrison in the Doors movie where he gets a blowjob. Boys.
Oh, that food must be epic. All right, so we've got grape leaves wrapped.
I think what I do is I would also bring out like a tableside deep fryer, and then kind of bring you this plate of things that you can just deep fry.
Ooh, so it's like kind of like a Korean barbecue, except with deep fry. It's like an American version of that. It's almost like fondue, but it's deep fried everything.
Yeah,
that would kill in the Midwest.
And you can get creative with it. Like, we'll bring you cereal and like batter, so you can make like a little cereal ball. We had a deep fryer in my fraternity. I was in a fraternity and we had a deep fryer.
What would be your main course at the restaurant?
I think this has got to be a Middle Eastern place, because Middle Eastern food is my favorite food.
Delicious so far.
Let's do some kebabs. Let's do like a good kebab and good rice with some. Let's do Persian food, because Persian food is the best food. Period. End of sentence.
I've been to, because I'm in America, so like Middle Eastern restaurants, unless they're actually owned by people who are from the Middle East, you're always kind of like, is this, or is this kind of like the Tex-Mex of the Middle East?
Sure.
What would be like things I want to order how can I know for a fact?
So if you were to go to like Kebabi.
A real Persian restaurant.
So if you were to go to Kebabi on, I believe that's on Kedzie.
Okay.
Or Reza's.
Chicago, for those of you at home.
These are both in Chicago. Chicago is the best. I've had Persian food all over the country, outside of New York City. I would say New York is probably tied. The Persian food I had in New York was fine. So if you go to Kebabi or Reza's, you're going to want to get some kefta kebab or some – and then get it with some – dill rice is great. Dill rice is a very specific taste that you don't – especially if you like dill things.
I would hope
if you get white rice. We love butter. Persian food is very like French and it's like butter consumption. And then I'm going to get some torshi, which is some pickled, like sour pickled vegetables. And I'm going to blow your mind. You're going to want to get a yogurt soda.
Stop it.
That's swear to God.
It's carbonated yogurt.
Yes. It's called Duke. It is delicious. If you have any Persian listeners, you're going to get some emails about it and they're going to tell you to do this. It's phenomenal. It's like a salty, like yogurty soda. I'm addicted to it. It's a hard sell for Americans. I've taken my friends out to lunch to this place and I've asked them to order the yogurt soda. And it's Americans just don't have, I don't want to say palate. I don't want to get any hate mails from alt comics.
Hey,
alt comics.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you. Yeah. I'll catch up on everything.
That's the kind of the joy of being from a country, is you get to say that your food is the best.
Yeah, I'm totally here for that.
And if you don't like if you talk to an Italian person and they'll be like, yeah, if you don't like Italian food, you don't have a palate. Or if you're talking to a French person, if you don't like Persian food, you don't have a palate.
I need to also progress as an adult. So I'm very excited about this.
No, you don't. I don't want to force yogurt soda down your throat.
Well, I would prefer you don't, but I am going to try it.
Good. Try it. We'll go to Kebabi.
Okay. Done. We'll take some pics for the grams. You heard it here. So main course, we're doing kebabs. We've already had rice wrapped in grape leaves, which is called what again? Sorry to be culturally insecure.
Domas.
Domas?
Domas.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. So we're having domas and kebabs, a little duck, the drink, not the duck. And then,
I would also, what I would also do is we bring you out burgers wrapped in lettuce, and then you would just throw those right in the garbage. So it'd almost be like a ritualistic throwing away of the stupidest food in the world.
It's kind of like when somebody asks if you can make their steak medium well, and you politely ask them to leave.
Yeah, yeah, that's another part of our restaurant. If someone asks for a well-done steak, slap them right in their face.
That actually is on the menu. That's the price of a well-done steak.
We're also going to do that thing on the menu where you go to like a cool hip restaurant and they're like, buy a beer for the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you can do that?
Yeah.
We're going to do that, but it's going to be buy them a little bump of Coke.
It's a very expensive restaurant.
$7-$8. No, it's a good Coke.
Okay. That's a good point. We're not going premium.
Yeah. It's been stepped on.
Yeah. Oh, it's cut. All right, I'm not gonna lie. It's mostly baby powder. You're not even gonna know it. What's the drink of choice at this sweet Persian restaurant?
Where yogurt. We already talked about yogurt soda. That's it.
What about? Is it? Does it have booze in it though?
I don't know. I don't know if you'd be mixing booze and dairy. I would also say it has the restaurant has a full bar, but. The full bar is the way that like a frat party would have a full bar. So it's like two bottles of flavored vodka and like a keg, like in like a dirty
kiddie pool with like dirty ice.
Like red wine flavored wine.
Yeah, yeah, red, yeah, in a bag.
In a bag. Awesome. Yeah. And they come and to
the bartenders are also surly frat boys.
Okay, so far so good. I feel like I've been here. I feel like this is somewhere I've eaten in Uptown. but like after we've had the kebabs, you gotta have the mid course cleanser, kinda like the sorbet. To sure. go the next, what would you say? It was like mint or something, or an ice cream?
You know, the tradition of this restaurant is the diner would bring that course up and would say, hey, where's my, you know, aperitif, I guess you would call it. I don't know what sure. you would call it. And then the waiter would roll their eyes and then reach into their pocket and take out like a kind of like a smushy, fun size Three Musketeers bar.
There you go.
Yeah, and then just like angrily yeah. throw it on the table. And then as he's walking away, you would say, but there's six of us. And then as he's walking away, maybe he underhands like a handful of value. I went to a place that was like a Alinea kind of place called like Schwa, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've heard of this. Okay.
But their whole thing is they don't have waiters, like the kitchen, like the chefs serve you the food. But they're like surly and like tired and like chefs. They're like drunk and like
yeah. I mean, not explaining like the experience.
My favorite part of it was that they weren't doing a good job of explaining the food that they loved.
Well, they were just so
drunk and tired that they were just like you. And then you'd be like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last thing. And then they get like annoyed, and it's like, damn, dude, fine. Right. I'll just eat
whatever you put in front of me, I guess. Could be deep fried notepads for all I fucking know.
But I wanted extensive dessert menu.
Here we go.
Larger than the everything else.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of why you go to a restaurant is like dessert's the end. It's like, oh no. You're eating to get ready for dessert.
Exactly. There is nothing I hate more than a restaurant without a dessert menu. Like why? The margins? You're just leaving money on the table. What are you doing? You can't go to fucking Jewel and get a sheet cake?
Yeah, I would pay you to go to Jewel to get me a sheet cake.
I get so mad when I go to a restaurant and they're like, we don't have a dessert menu. I just want to be like, let me talk to the manager. Let me, what's his email address? Let me send him an email on the two things restaurants make money from, booze and desserts. What are you doing not serving dessert? Serve a carrot cake. Charge me $7. I'll pay for it.
Pay for it. In. I recognize these as the Thanksgiving holiday cookies from Jewel, and I'm still going to eat them.
Whatever.
They are stale, but I will eat them.
I need something sweet after a big meal, or I lose my mind.
It's like the opposite with me. Like, I need to have, like, an appetizer before big food, because I like to warm myself up. Like,
oh, sure.
I can do, like, a small dessert. I don't need to do a big one at the end. Like, I can do sorbet and be fine with it because, you know, I got a little sweet at the end. That's nice, especially if you're eating out because you're having an experience. But before the food I ordered, if there's not even, like, a mott stick or even fucking, like, bread rolls or anything, I'm just like, what do you think? I'm just gonna, you don't stretch before you run? What the fuck's wrong with you? You get a cramp? Idiot. What's the signature dessert on this extensive menu?
Cream cheese heavy carrot cake.
Ooh, did not expect that. Okay,
The cream cheese is on the sweeter cheesecakey side, and then the actual carrot cake is on the kind of carroty, vegetable-y side. I love carrot cake like that. Bob Vets in Chicago, best carrot cake in the world.
Post dessert snacks.
Oh man, we're doing post dessert snacks.
Obviously, we got. I mean, like, I feel like my favorite part about going to a restaurant is you eat, you drink, you go home, and you're like, fuck, I'm still kind of hungry, and you snack on something. So we're going to eliminate the go home part. We'll have a snack menu.
Okay. All right. I would say Ruffles potato chips with ketchup.
Ooh. Just like plain Ruffles, or are you going like flavor combo?
No. The ketchup is the flavor I need.
What about ketchup Ruffles, which I'm assuming...
That's a Canadian thing. We don't have those in America.
Oh, okay. That's a bummer.
I don't think... I've never seen... I watch Canadian TV shows, and they talk about ketchup flavored chips all the time. I very rarely see them in America.
I wonder if that's good. I've never actually... I'm going to assume if I've had a chip in ketchup, so I bet it tastes the same.
Yeah.
They don't a lot fucking better than Bud Light Lime Chips or whatever the shit they're doing with Tostitos.
That's not a real thing. Shut up. That's not a real thing.
Well, that's what fucking Tostitos lime things taste like. It just tastes like a Bud Light Lime smells.
I'm trying to think of another snack. Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Greatest snack in the world.
Yeah, man. Okay. Okay.
A little lime juice.
Mm. What I would do, so I'm a Chex Mix fan. And I like, but wait, now hold up. I like the cheddar ones.
Yeah, but those rye chips ruin the entire experience.
They are a little out there. The munchies, the munchies where it's just like Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Or is it Nips or is it Zits? I don't remember. Anyway, it's like the Cheez-Its, Nips, and then you got a Cheeto and a pretzel in there. And then Chex.
Yeah. But it's not a real Dorito. It's like a mini, I don't trust it.
It's a bite. It's a Dorito bite.
Have you been to the Sweets and Snacks Expo? I've been like 3 years in a row.
That sounds like a thing I should have gone to and have not yet.
It's America's largest Sweets and Snacks Expo. It's amazing. It's in Chicago.
I'm assuming you've seen stuff there that you don't normally get to get. Is there something that you remember from your journeys there that you were like, holy fuck, this is the next
I remember thing. When the whole cricket thing became big.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then every year since, because I worked for a gum company for a little bit.
Really?
And then, yeah. And then every year after the first time I saw it, I remember seeing how much bigger their booth was and how, and then there were competitors. It started out with just one cricket guy. And then the second and third year, there were like three or four cricket people. And then there was the big one because it's so cheap and it's so like.
Yeah, you can grow them at home.
Yeah, and they don't have brains. Like, it's very, like, it's like they don't – they're essentially – I was talking to the guy in the booth because he was, like a very crunchy, like animal rights kind of guy. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. He was out of place because, lo and behold, this is surprising, the sweets and snacks industry, very conservative in this country. Surprising fact. With how fun it is
right.
And how colorful. It's a very conservative industry because it's all regulated to like farming and like import exporting. So they want to keep their prices as like cheap as possible. So they it's very conservative.
So
he was saying they're pretty much like plants. He was like, I don't even look at them as insects. He's like, they're essentially like plants that jump. He was very cut and dry about it.
I love about that is I think that makes crickets scarier to me. It's like, well, they're like jumping plants. I'm like, that's fine. We don't need that. But they're good. I've had crickets. I've had chocolate-covered crickets. I was in Mexico.
Yeah, I don't
they put them on salads. It's delicious.
Yeah.
They taste like, salty pretzels.
The scary thing is they're going to start grinding them up and using it to make food eventually. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is very sci-fi.
Yeah, which I'm not against.
Cricket, I'm not against it either, especially if it's going to save the way he was. I mean, it's not just him. There was a Shark Tank on it too, where eventually it's going to start saving lives. Because at a certain point, if you can't tell the difference between wheat and cricket meal, then who cares?
Yeah, who cares? I feel like my whole palate experience as an eater of foods comes from the movie Demolition Man. And there's that moment when Sylvester Stallone is in the underground, the Dennis Leary owns the suburban world or the subterranean world. And they're like, oh, there's no cows. And he's like, so this is a rat burger. And they're like, yeah, it's a rat burger. He's like, it's still the best burger I've ever had. And I was like, you know what? I agree with Sylvester Stallone on this one. If it's good, I'm in. I got no qualms with it. I'll eat a bug. I'll eat something.
I don't want to eat anything Dennis Leary made me. Who made this? Did Dennis Leary make this? I don't want it.
Dennis back there? I see you, man. What is the, okay, so Chicago, what is like your favorite go-to place?
I go to a lot of restaurants, so that's hard.
Okay. That's fair. It's a shitty question, but I'm just curious.
I'm Chicago Bagel Authority. I go to constantly. That's big.
I got a punch card from there.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. I love those guys.
Good drunk breakfast.
There's a wonderful donut shop on the south side called Dat Donut. That is
I've heard of it.
I was heartbroken to find out about the 24-hour place that closed on Lawrence. Lawrence and Montrose, not Lawrence.
Yeah. oh, fuck. So you know it's good because you can't remember the name.
It had the bone-in ham sign right off.
Oh, Jerry's Grill. Yeah.
Heartbreaking. Yeah. That broke my heart.
Ham on the bone, right? You get the meatball thing, yeah. Meatball sandwich there. Or no, the meatloaf sandwich there. Oh, R.I.P. That sucks. Well, now it's just a downer. Let's just go home.
I have a theory they'll open back up.
Well, I feel like a lot of the businesses that we're seeing that are closing, somebody's going to buy them and then reopen it and like bring back the flavor. Because like, why would you let that go? I'm sure I could afford to buy that place and be like, yeah, I bought Jerry's Grill. I didn't use money. I just gave him a ride home.
and he was
cool with it. You've never been on the show before, so you don't know about this. But we throw a little something at you called 2 minutes and 10 questions, where I'm going to throw a couple of questions at you. The record right now is 4 out of 10. So I don't know if you're ready because nobody ever is ready. Number one.
I'm ready.
Why are aromatic perennial evergreen herbs so expensive?
They're very seasonal and grow very temperamental depending on the weather.
Because time is money. Number two. Why did the seed pod meditate?
Why?
It was looking for inner peace.
There was a joke. It looked like it was.
What TV celebrity fruit is currently under fire for mistreating her staff?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Melon DeGeneres. I'll let you
have it. Oh, God.
I'll let you have it. Okay, okay.
God wait, damn it.
Number four. What Marvel dessert finished his superhero arc last year?
I hate puns. I fucking hate puns. I don't know.
Robert Brownie Jr. Number five. What's
Adele? I didn't watch any of those movies.
What's Adele's favorite dessert?
I hate puns so much. I don't know.
Jell-O from the other side. Number six.
I knew it was something. That's why I hate puns.
What do you label a fake noodle? Impasta. Number seven. Why won't I tell you the peanut butter rumor?
It's something to do with Jif.
Because you might spread it. Number eight. What phrase? Oh, get ready for this one. I'm proud of this one. Number eight. What phrase did John Colander teach the Meatball Terminator in T2?
I'll be something. I'll be. I don't know.
Pasta la vista. Number nine.
God damn it.
Why did they give the cheese a sedative?
Because it was, I don't know. I don't know. There's so many cheeses. You try to think of any cheese that might land in this play on words. I don't know.
Because it was out of its rind. And number 10. Why was the hot dog proud of his friend who beat him in a race?
I don't know.
Because he relished the fact that they mustered the strength to catch up. Boom! 1 out of 10, though. You're on the board. You are on the board.
Damn it. I fucking hate puns so much.
So do I, which is why I do this. They're terrible.
I hate them. I hate them for that reason, because I can't think of them.
Well, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for being you. Thank you for staying hydrated in this darkest of timelines.
Thank you for having me.
So you have a show. This is Saturday, June something, because time means nothing in the void. June 27th.
Yes. Saturday the 27th, 7:30, 9:30, Comedy Bar. Nice. Get your tickets soon. They've been selling out quite fast.
I'll put there's a link in the Facebook and when I post this. Do you have any online stuff? Do you have like a podcast you're working on? Or
I'm not a podcast guy, but I probably should start one. I have a YouTube channel that just have a lot of my stand-up. I have a lot of my stand-up on my Instagram too, if you want to check those out. Are you going to put it in the description?
Yeah, it's going to be, if you scroll down, you at home listening, you will find what's happening.
Yeah.
What are you going to have for dinner tonight?
I'm doing Comedy Bar also tonight, so they'll probably give me some pizza, which is
nice. Pizza's good. Thank you.
Yes.
Pizza. What's your go-to? Are you a pepperoni guy? Or are you, you know?
A veggie. I like a veggie pizza.
Are you vegetarian? I never asked.
I still do eat meat. It's not like I'm not eating. I'm trying not to. Like once in a while, I'll be like, I'm just going to eat vegetarian.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any particular favorite vegetarian experiences that you're like?
No, I just started doing it. This is like very recent. I love Impossible Meat. I think that, like, if I had money, I would invest in that company. Taco Bell or Burger King?
Why not both?
Fair. Or if you're in the right, if you're in the right part of the country, you might just go to a combination Taco Bell Burger
King. Yeah, if you're on the highway right now, that's not a hard. Sure. It's not a hard to throw a stone.
If I see a Pizza Hut, KFC Pizza Hut, when this podcast ends, play the song Combination Pizza Hut by Dat's Racist.
Done and done.
Because I think it's called I'm at the Combination Pizza Hut Taco Bell. I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. It's a good song.
Special thanks to the Barrera Cudas for their kick-ass song Promises, which takes us out on the back end there. It's the song of the revolution. Double thank you to Jepson's Malort and Hero Power for being my sponsors and the pillars on which we lay our weary heads in this darkest of timelines. Thank you all for taking care of me. Triple thank you to Sora Varusesh for coming on the show and planning a menu with me. It was an honor to do so, sir. Please check out his comedy while you get a chance. Look him up on YouTube. The man's a legend. And it was an honor to talk about Munchums with him. And don't forget to check in on your buds, too, because we all need each other in this timeline. And check in on yourself, too, while you're at it. Hydrate, a little self-care. I know it can be daunting to keep fighting, but, I mean, if you don't take care of yourself, you're just going to burn yourself out. And then you're not fighting, and that's just not useful for anybody. And don't forget to eat something delicious. In fact, that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to go get something crazy. I mean, I get, like, an apple pie with cheese on it or something insane like that, which actually tastes a lot better than you think it does. It just sounds weird when I say it. But what doesn't these days? Anyway, what I'm saying is I'm hungry.
I'm at the Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Wait, we're at the Pizza Hut. What?